And it's time for our Salvation Army update with Joe Lundy and Lee Eisensee of the Barnes County Salvation Army. They had another great, great year, and we'll have you tell them a little more about that. Now, first, Joel wants to talk a little bit about some of the folks to thank. Of course, this is not possible without volunteers, right, Joel?
Absolutely, Steve. I just want to add a few things here. Lee is going to have all the figures and that type of thing, so I just want to let you know that, like my former chef up at City Lights used to say, and my chef was Namatella Sabir, he used to say, what a country. I want to add, what a city, what a Barnes County and surrounding area. What a group of giving peoples. In our city here, time slots were filled anywhere from a week to a week and a half. I didn't have to make any calls. And with that, many of our regulars said, Joe, didn't you want me to ring anymore? Wasn't I doing, you know, like a good job or whatever? And I says, we were full. And that makes my job, and it's not a job, working with this, so much easier. Our neighbors to the east and west were looking for many, many people to fill their time slots. We didn't have that problem. That's Valley City, surrounding area, Barnes County, okay? Again, a thank you to the three locations. Sure glad we didn't have this extreme cold weather during the campaign that we have right now. Now, we were on the inside, but at times it was still cold. I don't normally want to single out anything, people and their giving, but I have to on one of the donations. It was by the first graders up at Jefferson School, Nancy Ost and her first grade class. They raised something like $645 over 7 days. That was almost double of what they normally do. Now, that's just a small sample, but these are first graders that are doing this. Just the thought of that is wonderful. But the service clubs, the churches, the businesses, the financial institutions, the individuals that gave over this 26-day, 24 slots a day, 624 slots we had to fill. And like I said, we hardly had a problem. There are two short stories that I had a bell ringer that I called and was looking forward to him ringing the bell for the 2017 campaign. And this is a party that would not drive a car, ride in a car. He had to walk. When he was in Valley City, he had to walk from the villa, you know, down to one of the three spots. Well, he said, Joe, I sure would like to help you again, but I'm in Lisbon at the old soldier's home, and that's quite a walk. Now, I had a lot of just great bell ringers. I mean, some that were there every time I called, short notice or whatever. Over the Thanksgiving holiday, I stopped up to Mercy Hospital, and I visited one of the best, if not the best, that I've ever had as a bell ringer. He is now suffering from 4-stage lung cancer. And when we were talking, and he said, Joe, you know, if I was well, I'd be ringing the bell for you today. And a tear was in his eye, and there were a couple tears in my eye. Now, that's just how it goes. So thanks again to everyone. 2017, as you'll find out when you talk to Lee, was another wonderful year. Thanks. Happy New Year, and God bless.
Lee, talk a little bit about these numbers. They're just wonderful numbers again that you received this year.
Yeah, I sure will. And God has truly blessed us again this year by what Joe said, all these bell ringers and all the people that were so generous. Again this year, we were over $70,000. That's just phenomenal, Steve. We'll be by far the number one extension agency in North Dakota again. It's just, we can't express enough how thankful we are for all the people. And Steve, one figure that I have this year, which we haven't had in the past, I never took time to do it before, but not only is all this money dropped in the kettles, but people call us to their homes to get checks, and we pick up checks. And of that total, 43% of that were people giving us checks and just depositing without going through the kettles. So we had 41,374 in the kettles, and we had $31,006 in just separate checks besides those that were dropped in the kettles. So again, we're just so thankful for the people of Barnes County and feel so blessed to be part of this community.
Wonderful news to hear. Thanks again, Lee Eisensee and Joe Lundy, for sharing all these heartwarming stories. And another great round of applause going out to Barnes County and the surrounding area of Valley City for all those who gave again during the 2017 Red Kettle campaign.